post-match interview.
It's a bit chaotic down here. There's lots of excitement, obviously, in the Colac rooms, but I have the man that you were after. I've got Darcy Lang here with me
to
speak on behalf of the coaching crew. Darcy, what an important win that is in the context of your next month, which is pretty tricky with the top teams coming up, but great win today, you know, to get that one on the board and in really tough conditions today.
Yeah, super win by the boys. I think coming down here, it's always tough to win at Newtown. They're a really good side, and the weather conditions make it a bit wet and a bit of a tough slog. So we knew it was an important game in terms of the context of the rest of the season for ladder position and everything else. So to come away with a win down here, the Colac crew are pretty happy down here at the moment to get back down the highway. So yeah, stoked.
And in a way, it's not such a bad thing to have conditions like today, because that's the heaviest that we've certainly covered this season in terms of the weather. And, you know, you just never know. Come finals time, there may be a day where it buckets down and now you've had a bit of a test run in it and obviously got the 4 points as well as a bonus. So, yes, and take some positives out of that.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, in the wet, it sort of takes a lot of the skill out of the game, and it's just more about your endeavour and your want to win the contest. So you would have seen today there wasn't too many uncontested shots at goal. A lot of it was, you know, contested scrubbers off the ground or just momentum footy. So we know that Newtown are really good at that contested side of the game, so we try to match it with them in there and then try and score off the back of that.
Das, Kingy, Jace Doherty and Kirsch talking to you. You do realise at the four-minute mark of the second quarter when you kicked that wonderful goal that you were playing with a wet football.
Yeah, well, it sort of just fell on my lap and then I had a snap, Kingy. So I made up for the one where I couldn't kick it over the jams even for about 35 before that. So, it was nice to get on the end of one.
You're wrapped to win this game of footy, but you're obviously well aware that it means that at worst you're starting out of a qualifying final, and if St Mary's were to stumble over the next couple of weeks, that you might end up with a minor premiership. How important is that you know, you go in with that double chance, especially after last year where you got in with it, but obviously you sort of stumbled into the finals?
Yeah, like I just said before, but super important. I think all teams want a double chance. You know, it's just a bit of security. In saying that, showed last year that you still got to rock up and play. So we're just concentrating on our game plan at the moment, trying to think with a few different things, and we're really looking forward to the end of the year.
Can you compare this time last year to now, and do you sense something a bit different, that you're probably a little less banged up, even though you got some sore bodies, but you know, you had some guys that were really limping to the finish line last year?
Yeah, I don't think you can use that as an excuse. Like, all teams have sore bodies this time of year, so you just got to try and manage it as best you can. In terms of this year to last year, we've got a bit of a different demographic within the playing group, so we're just really looking forward to the challenge over the next few weeks.
Darcy, congratulations. The aim of the game is team football, and I think what you showed at the end, going over to see Aaron Hawker at the end, who obviously got one very late, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're at. If it's your turn to go, you go, and that's pretty important in team football.
Yeah, well, you look at the size of the smallest bloke on the field, but probably the biggest heart. So he's someone we love playing with. We know exactly what he's going to give us. He cracks in. Ball's there to be won. He's going to put his head over it and do whatever's needed for the team to win.
And I'm probably stealing Kirsch's thunder here, probably.
We go.
But Will McLaughlin was just amazing with ball in hand. He just, especially when it was raining in the first half, he didn't get a lot of the footy, but when he got it, he looked very silky smooth with the football.
Yeah, we know what he gives. You know, he's pretty electric in the forward line. He sort of, at times when it's wet like this, it can be tough. There could be long periods of the game where you're sort of out of the game as a forward, like a lot of stoppages, but we just know that when he gets it in his hands or he's around the footy, something's going to happen. So he was clean. He almost kicked a very nice one as well from the boundary to top off the other two. So, he's important in how we play as well.
Thanks to the drain man. Block drains cleared fast. Speaking with Colac co-coach Darcy Lang, here's Matty Kershaw.
Darcy, congratulations. But on the back of that question from Jace, I just thought that your young blokes today had really good poise, not only just forward, but behind the ball as well. Cooper Hayes was good. McQuay had some moments there where he had some good poise with ball in hand. Against probably more experienced players around him, I thought some of your young blokes really stood up today, including McLaughlin, Hawker, these type of players, which is really important when you lose players out of the side, like McCormack's away and Simpkin was injured and things like that. They come in and they stood up.
Yeah, exactly right, and that's what we've tried to instill throughout the year. You know, like, it's, you're playing senior footy, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can't use that as an excuse. You rock up to play, you've got to play the way that we play, and I think there have been in some situations similar throughout the year, and you know, the more experience you have, the better off you're going to be. And I think today, body line and the footy, there was some pretty big contests there where, you know, our young fellas, you know, committed to the contest, grit their teeth and come out. Sometimes you only halve it, but at times that's a win.
And as coaches and players, we use the term, you know, do the basics better than the opposition. And I thought probably after half time, once everyone got used to the conditions, your basics were a lot better than theirs. Obviously, you were first in for the ball, you got free kicks. You were in front, you got free kicks. If you weren't, you tackled well. And it was all those little things, the one percenters, the team acts that you needed to do. You were a lot better than them in the second half. And those little things, I think, went a long way to you guys winning this game of footy.
Yeah, definitely. I think they, in the second quarter, definitely, they probably had our measure. We had a good chat at half time to just rectify a few things. And yeah, definitely the start of the last, we knew it was going to be important to come out strong, and we were able to kick a couple of quick ones, which really helped. And again, that was off the back of wet weather footy. And at times, you know, you just got to knock it forward or take territory and then convert as well. So we're able to do that, and yeah, happy to come away with a win.
Das, the most exciting thing I had today was the highest percentage of torpedoes per game I've seen in a long time. It was good to see the torpedo back today.
Yeah, the bloke you're about to talk to next, he's not bad for a torp, so
it was great to see.
Yeah.
Hey, Das, it's been a great weekend for your co-coach, Rowan McSparran. Collingwood won last night, and you know, the win for your boys this afternoon. But can you let him know that Darcy Moore won't play again until the finals? We've just had an update from Collingwood, and he's going to miss at least two with that hamstring strain. So just maybe take the edge off him a little bit, can you?
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't lose too much sleep over. He's a bit of a Collingwood nuffy, so I'll go and let him know.
Well done, Darcy. Great to talk to you, and no doubt we'll be talking to you quite a bit through the finals. Congratulations on locking away the double chance.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks, Darcy.
Well, Darcy Lang joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have a chat.
The post-match interview.